We're glad to be home and be able to continue our work here. There were baptisms that took place while we were in Peru, and restorations that occurred as well. And of course, always the mutual edification, the encouragement that you get when you're with fellow Christians. And these, of course, brethren were individuals that we have known for a number of years, working with the same congregations and people. And you know, you also see tragically, you know, some who drift away, influenced by teaching that, you know, just like here, you have false teaching, you have issues that come up, and so you have to try to encourage people to be restored, come back. Sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. But you continue to pray for the brethren because of, you know, the love for souls. And as each one of us, you know, we think about this coming week that begins Sunday, here we have our gospel meeting right here upon us. And what a wonderful opportunity to reach out to the souls around us that we know about and we care about. People, maybe members of our family, maybe people that we work with, friends, neighbors. But it's an opportunity to call people and say, come and hear the Word of God. And it's an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others. Sometimes we feel small and insignificant, and we don't really measure the difference a single person, a small group of people can make. And yet, we find examples of that over and over again in the Scriptures. And the successes of the few should encourage us to think about how that God can use us to accomplish His work, to do great things, to change lives for the better. You know, when you can have a part in leading someone to the Lord, you're making an eternal difference. Someone's led to the Lord, they live a faithful life, their life has changed forever. Someone that was lost, someone that was dead, now they live, they have hope. And we as individuals need to think about the reality of how that we can make a difference. Small, but it all adds up when we work together. We think about the difference that one person made in 1 Samuel chapter 17. That's where, of course, you have the armies of Israel that are gathered together and the army of the Philistines, and you have David standing out, right? Everyone is afraid, including the king and all his valiant soldiers. They're all afraid. But David has faith. There's the difference. David's trust is not in his own resources. He doesn't have skill or experience as a warrior, but he relies upon his God. So you see his response to the Philistines' challenge, to Goliath's challenge in verse 45. He said, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." This day, notice how confidently he affirms what he believes will happen because God is with him. "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not say with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." So that's his expression of faith, his confidence. One person. He wasn't joined with all the other soldiers. He was by himself in this battle. It was only after the victory, when Goliath falls to the ground, David beheads him, then the men rise up and they chase the Philistines. And in fact, God gives them a great victory. One person made a difference here. But it was one person who had faith in what God told him and showed him what he knew God could do through him. Another example we find actually a couple of chapters, three chapters prior to this in 1 Samuel chapter 14. Here is where two made a difference. In this section, we find again a confrontation with the Philistines, but this time it is David's good friend Jonathan. And in verse 6, you see here once again a statement of faith and confidence. Notice what Jonathan says. "Then Jonathan said to the young man who bore his armor." So here's the two, Jonathan and his shield bearer. "Come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few." He understands numbers don't matter. It's not about how many, because God can work with us. We're just two. But if we have faith, if we go forth, if God will give us the victory, we'll have it. And what happens? They do. They share in that victory. Verse 14, Jonathan climbed up on his hands and knees with his armor bearer after him, and they fell before Jonathan, that is the Philistines. And as he came after him, his armor bearer killed them. That first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within about half an acre of land. And of course, from that point on, you see the escalation of this battle, and of course, the victory once again God gives to his people. And so the thing is, we need to understand that we can individually make a difference. That when we stand, we're standing with God. We have to have the faith that just like then, even though our battles are of a different sort, God still stands with his people. He still works with his people. He still fights with us. These battles that we're involved in, that we engage the spiritual enemies, the spiritual battles that we have to confront while going through this life. So God is our helper. Individual efforts matter. They make a big difference. And so think about in the next few days, telling a few more people about the gospel meeting. Maybe passing out a few more flyers in your neighborhood, different places. You can make a difference in the lives of people. People you already know. People you have a relationship with. People that value you and your relationship with them. These are souls that we can have a difference in leading to the Lord. And Michael, we know, will bring some great lessons from God's Word, because the power is in the Word. God's message working in the hearts of people, the seed will be sown. And then depending upon the soil, we can have wonderful outcome. We can make that difference for the Lord. We remember the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When we stand with the Lord having that faith, when we understand that all that we are is because of Him, and the strength and the courage that we can have is also from Him, then we have the proper mindset so that we can approach the challenges that we're going to have to face, the giants, the battles of different sorts, with courage and with the belief that we will make a difference, because God has shown us again and again that when we stand with Him, we're not standing there for nothing. We're standing there to change people, change lives, and to stir up our brothers and sisters in Christ to do great things as well. And each of the cases that we notice with both David and Jonathan and his armor bearer, when they achieve victory, it encouraged the rest who stood there, whose faith had been weak, to also step forth and to do great things. This is one of the reasons why we're encouraged to come together and to, as Hebrews 10, 25 and 26 say, to provoke one another unto love and good works. We encourage each other to do the great things that God will use us for as individual members of this great body of Christ. Tonight you may not even be a part of the body of Jesus Christ, but that's what God wants us to understand, is that we can be a part of the greatest family in all of the world. We treasure family. We know the value of it. But there's no family like God's family, because this is a family that will be together forever. It's a family that unites for the greatest purpose in all of the world, to do the greatest work there is to do. And the way to become a part of God's family and become a part of a group of people who have had their sins washed away, who are forgiven people. We all understand the burden of guilt. That can be gone when you turn to Christ. And that forgiveness then is accessed when we turn to the Lord through the blood of Jesus Christ, beginning with faith, and then turning from our sins, confessing that faith in Jesus, and being immersed so that our sins can be washed away, and then living the life that He's called us to live with faith each and every day, fulfilling the things that we can do, taking advantage of the opportunities, and always seeking to grow and to develop. Because our lives, we live as strong, faithful Christians, can make a great difference in many people's lives who we can impact throughout the days that God gives us on this earth. If you need to return to the Lord tonight as an erring child of God, coming back to Him, restoring your zeal, repenting of any sin that may be in your life, we can help you tonight as well, as we stand and as we sing.